innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Hello. Thank you for tuning in. It's always good to gather with you. We've had some great topics of discussion, and I've been tremendously blessed by them and by your engagement. Some of you call in with some great information, and it's just been a blessing to me. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I look forward, as always, to our topics of discussion. Don't forget, we will open up the opportunity in the show for questions and comments. Take note of the number to call in, which is 929-477-3860. Press 1. If you're listening on the web, there is a section for comments, or you can make use of the chat room. You can also like our Facebook page and leave your comments and questions there, facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. Well, let me say that I am so excited about where we're heading. I believe that change is inevitable, especially if we get back to the true nature of who we are and what we are. You'll hear me use God's image and likeness a lot because we will act like what we think we are, and for sure, the image and likeness of God is the truth. So much of what we act like is not true to who we are and what we really are. We are living a lie, and it's time to get in line and alignment with our true self. You'll also hear me refer to our discussions as life-changing because they really are if you're ready for change and have ears to hear. Last week we had an awesome show. We had Mr. John Lewis talking to us about divine DNA genetics. And, you know, all of this is a part of who we are. So, I look forward to these types of discussions so that we can expand our awareness of, you know, all that we are. And sure enough, I mean, we never think about our DNA and how that operates within our bodies. And so it was a blessing to have him last week to discuss that information with us. Tonight, we're going to talk about letting go. I think that's a great topic because so many people have such a hard time of letting go. Letting go sometimes can be harder for some than others due to many factors. The degree of the hurt or pain or the fear. What's holding up your peace, your joy, your happiness? What's keeping us bound to other people's issues and mistreatment of us? Why can't we let go of hurt and pain of the past? We can't live in the past or the future. We can only live in the now. Now is the acceptable time of choice. Now is when we must let go. Look at what we do. We still talk about what was done and said about us 10 years ago. Some of us still carry the pain. I know we feel pain emotionally and physically, but we can be healed and set free of both. Don't let the painful experiences in life drag you, because the sooner you let go, the sooner we can be free of its clutches. Emotional pain can lead to the destruction of our lives. Let's talk about a few things we can get caught up in longer than we should right after the break.
Writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it, and then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. We call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network. I'm your host, Lynn Renee. Thank you all for tuning in again. And we are talking about letting go. We talked about letting go of the hurt and pain that we hold on to. How do we let go? How that we can drag these things along, these pains, these hurts with us for a long time, and how we can go about setting ourselves free. Let's talk about some things that can cause us pain. What used to cause pain for me was fear of rejection. I first had to recognize that rejection was the problem. Let me share a little of how that played out. I would rally behind others, never really stepping up to the front. I knew I could, but pretended it didn't matter. I would downplay myself to make others feel good about themselves, stroking their egos, stroking the egos of others, in hopes that they would be okay with me and not reject me. I found out rejection is perception. People are just being what they have become. If a person is mean-spirited, jealous, envious, disrespectful, that's what they're being, and may need to have them be nice, and my need, rather, to have them be nice to me was my problem. So what I'm saying about this is, you know, people are who they are. If they, and I use the word that's what they're being instead of that's what they are, because we really all are the image and likeness of God, but we're not always being what we are. So we're being what we're acting like, but that is not our true self. So again, if a person is mean-spirited and jealous and disrespectful, that's what they are being. And we have to understand that they too need to be delivered from that state. And my need to have them be nice to me was not their problem. That was my problem. So our need to have people treat us in a certain way is not their problem. It is our problem, because we have to love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, it doesn't matter how someone else is behaving. We're not affected by that because, you know, we love ourselves. We've learned to love ourselves. Once realized and dealing with the truth, of course, I am now free of the fear of rejection. But I had to let go of some of the things in my past in order to be free. Yes, what we become has everything to do with how we are dealt with and what we received or bought into. But we must let it go. If you want to share something you struggled with and are now free of, or something that you need to let go of, express yourself. It could be envy, unforgiveness, jealousy, anger. The truth is a start to freedom. Share your soul's expression by calling 929-477-3860 and press 1. Don't expect others to make you happy. You will always be, it will always be a disappointment to you. Sometimes we are a disappointment to others. It's all about perspective. You can offend sometimes and not realize that you offended someone because it's their perspective based on where they are and how they are thinking. We spend our lifetime living for others, and they will find problems with us no matter how hard we try to please, because it's never in the hands of others to live your life. It's in your hands. Love yourself and others. When we are whole, you have no need of anything else. You have no need of nothing and have no problems with anyone, no matter how they behave or what they think. You realize it's nothing to do with the only thing, nothing to do with you, I should say. The only thing you can genuinely experience is yourself and God. Not based on a book or what somebody says God is, but based on your own experiences. Judge yourself. Examine yourself. There's a verse in the Bible that says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That word salvation means to be complete, to be made whole. So we've got to work it out until we come to this place of wholeness. What can we say about someone else, or how can we judge someone else when we're not whole ourselves? Not being whole is going to cause us to have, you know, we can't even have the right judgment if we're not whole, besides the fact that we shouldn't judge others. That was an important thing for those of us that read the Holy Bible. Jesus always made it a point to say to some, would you be made whole? There were plenty that he healed, but only some were made whole. And that's what we want to be. We want to be made whole. If we become whole individually, then we become whole collectively. Do the work that it takes to let it go. Freedom awaits you. We're talking about letting go. Letting go of our past hurts. Letting go of even the hurts that we, you know, may have from day to day. If you have questions or comments, call us at 929-477-3860. Share your soul's expression. Share some of your experiences with letting go. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to testify that, you know, you can be set free. Testify of the fact that you've been set free. And maybe share, you know, how that came about for you so that someone else can be set free. We're going to talk about these things right after the break.
You've been waiting on it, and now it's here. X's, O's, and W's. Inspirational stories from successful basketball coaches. The greatest collection of basketball coaches ever in one book. Written by award-winning writer C. Nathaniel Brown. X's, O's, and W's shares motivational and wisdom topics such as faith, family, success, work ethic, teamwork, and character from championship coaches, including Hall of Famers Rick Pitino, Lute Olson, Ann Donovan, and Morgan Wooten. It's more than a sports book. It's wisdom, inspiration, and motivation. Order your copy today at www.ex3ent.com. That's www.ex3ent.com.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee. We're going to take time out to take a call. And we're going to take that call from 2460. Hi. And your name?
My name is Andrina. I'm calling because I agree with what you said about taking ownership of your own beliefs and how you feel about yourself and not looking to others to validate you. Because one of the hardest things I found is that when you take a look at yourself, it's difficult to really receive those things that are not good about yourself. Now, I believe that over the years, in my case, it's because of believing what others said about me or believing what I believed about myself based on how others treated me. And again, as you said, it's about loving yourself and being able to look at those things and make changes within yourself. Also learning, or what I had to learn, was it's not about me. Things that would upset me that people would do or people would say, once I got to a place where I could understand that it wasn't about me, then I was able to be more free in being able to deal with others. One of the things that I also try to be careful about is when I'm sharing with other people, and I'm not saying I always get it right, but let me just back up for a minute, because as I take on what the word says is, and that is being transformed by the renewing of my mind, that has become very real for me, because I come to understand that I can't change unless I'm renewed in my mind, unless I get rid of that old way of thinking. And as I do that, as I take that on more and more, I'm able to deal with those things that I've allowed myself to believe, that society has told me about myself, which is totally wrong. So I'm better for it, and I feel more free because I'm acknowledging more and more of who I am, and I'm whole in Christ because I too am a Christian.
Wow, that's absolutely true. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's true that we do. We have to. It starts with us. I know sometimes it's hard, you know, and it's true that other people are who they are. You know, we're not denying that, you know, people don't have faults. We too have faults. But
right.
The point being, it's not, we can do nothing about other people's behavior. We can only do something about, you know, our behavior. And like you said, it starts with you. You have to come to some conclusions. You have to come to take a look at yourself and deal with yourself. So you're right about it.
And then understanding, like I said, the hardest thing for me was just coming to, or rather should I say the best thing for me was coming to the understanding that it's about how I was perceiving myself, not how what others had to say or how others made me feel. It was how I received that information. And we have a choice. We can make choices. That's the one thing about it. We can make the choice rather than to receive that or let it go. We have sifters, and we can use those sifters to take in or to put out. So that's the good thing about knowing who you are and knowing that you are how God created you, and that is in his image and after his likeness, and there's nothing greater than that.
Yeah, and the thing, and I agree with that, and this is why I mention God's image and likeness so much. I mean, some people could look at that as just being cliche, but I'm really trying to get that to sink in, that that's who we really are. We really are in God's image and likeness. And Genesis, it says that when he made us, he took a look at everything that he made, and he said it was good. And if God is yesterday, today, and forever, then he still looks at us as good. He's not ashamed of that he has made. And so when we see ourselves that way, when we begin to love ourselves, then that makes the difference. You know, that's when we can let go, because we're not bound by, you know, other people's perception, you know, and we're not bound by the perception that we take on, you know, of what other people think. So I really appreciate
the calling that we have the choice. We have the choice to change. We have the choice to receive or not to receive. We need to, or rather, I encourage everyone, stop giving away your choice to change or receive or not to receive, because it's freeing when you can take that power back into your own hands.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. And we appreciate you calling in, and I thank you for doing that. I hope others are encouraged. We can still take calls at 929-477-3860. Andreen, thank you so much for participating, and you have been an encouragement, I'm sure, to many.
And thank you for having the show. It's a breath of fresh air, and I appreciate you for doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye. Okay, folks, The line is open, 929-477-3860. Some of you may have some issues with letting go, holding on to things of the past. There could be some things troubling you right now that you need to let go of, and you can do it. We're not, you know, the only thing that we're, the reason we're bound is simply what we, by what we think. And all we have to do, as the young lady said that just called, is to renew our mind. The Bible tells us that. It says to take on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was the mindset of Jesus? Have the same mindset. You know, it's not about, you know, we have to get rid of that ego, thinking that, you know, more highly of ourselves than we ought to. You have to step back sometimes and take a look. Examine yourself. The Bible says examine yourself and see if you be in the faith. And that's a hard thing for some. It can be a hard thing, honestly, because there are some things that you might find or see that you don't necessarily like. And that's where the struggle comes, because most times when we take a look at ourselves and we see something that we don't like, you know, we make excuses. We say things like, well, that's just the way I am. Well, that's just the way you're going to stay. You have to not only, you know, you have to look at that and say, okay, I need to make a change here. This is not a positive thing. And I promise you, as we let go, we begin that wholeness, we know, that process of being whole. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I had a clerk that was, she was very mean-spirited and negative. She was kind of slamming my stuff around and, you know, snatching the money out my hand, and you know, you know, I noticed this, and for a moment there, honestly, I just stood there frozen, looking at her like, okay, I really want to say something to this person, but I knew that the way I was feeling at that moment, it would not have been a good thing to say. I didn't want to open my mouth. So what I did was I just took a deep breath and I said, let it go. And it was, and just as I took that breath and said, let it go, I did just that. I let it go. And so I want to talk to you about doing this type of exercise to let things go so that you don't hold on to it. But you have to do this. Here's something I think would help, but it has to be done with intention. We have to get used to doing things with intention. When a negative thought or emotion arises, I want you to inhale deeply. And when you exhale, let it go. Tell yourself you're letting go. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's true. And this is, you know, it might seem like, oh, man, that's just kind of corny. But I promise you, if you begin to exercise this, it will work for you. And that's the other thing. We say that we can't do something, but we don't do anything to try to make that change. So here's a, for instance, here's a simple exercise that I'm giving you, and it seems so simple. I know you could look at it as like it will not work, but I guarantee you if you start to practice it, it will work for you. Just that deep breath. I mean, how many times a day do you actually take a deep breath? I think we need to do that a few times a day. Just take in a deep breath and just, you know, let it go. Take a couple of those again. Take a break. Take a deep breath break at least a few times a day. It'll be good for you. It's time for change, and this is done by putting some things into practice. You know, it could be, you know, it's not just, you know, taking a deep breath is one thing, but, you know, meditation. Taking a moment of prayer, taking a moment in the day to pray, You have to do something to make that change. We have to put something into practice. We want everything easy. Our lines are still open for you to call in, 929-477-3860. You have a testimony and you want to share with someone about something that you finally let go of, or are you struggling with letting go? We want to hear from you. We want to hear your soul's expression. And what you need does not cost you anything but effort and a little of your time. We often say we don't have time. I found we make time for the things that are important to us. Surely you can find 20 minutes somewhere in a day or two to start practicing something that's going to help you make that change. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to change? How bad do you want the freedom that you're supposed to have? Are you sick and tired and tired and sick of being bound, feeling depressed, feeling unloved? All of these things can change for you, but you have got to do the work. We have got to do the work. And the good thing about this work is it doesn't cost us anything except a little time and a little effort. There are people that's paying good money for someone to help them to make changes in their lives. And a lot of times it's because we don't put the work in ourselves. We won't cause ourselves to practice. Just like that little exercise of, you know, taking a deep breath and letting it go. Or 5 minutes of prayer, 5 minutes of meditation. Cost you nothing except those 5 minutes, but will make a world of difference for you in the end, the outcome. The way, you know, the changes that, you know, are coming forth in your life. We can't afford to be idle anymore. We have to change for the next generation. What are we going to pass on to the next generation? The fact that we couldn't get free? We can't tell a child how to have the right attitude if we don't have the right attitude. We can't tell our children how to get free from, you know, bondage and how to have a positive mindset if we can't have a positive mindset. We haven't mastered it yet. And our children need us. This next generation needs us. One of the things that I can say is I know when I was coming up, we had the older generation, and it wasn't everyone, but we had a few women of wisdom in our lives that would speak to us. You know, tell us the right way to go. And there were things that you held on to dearly that helped you. So we've got to not just make this change for ourselves, but we have to make this change for the next generation. And as you can see, they could use our help.
May I?
So we're going to hear from Mr. Hudis Means, because he has a comment here. Mr. Means?
Hello, world. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things, but maybe I'll just touch on one. The thing that we need is, okay, let's say you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. One of the initial things that I think all of us are guilty of is the fact that we may be sick and tired or something, but we continue in the same vein that we're in. We don't seem to be sick and tired enough to actually do something. We are always thinking, well, I'm thinking about doing this and I'm thinking about doing that. But while you're thinking, nothing is happening. you have to practice. You have to get into a practice of starting something. You have to get into a practice of beginning something. In order to get to make changes, you have to make changes. And they may be things that are not comfortable to you. You're out of your comfort zone. You're doing something that you're not used to. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't make a move, let me stress that again. If we do not make a move, we will not get anywhere. And we'll be stuck in the same old boat, doing the same old thing, being sick and tired. And the next thing you know, the next year rolls by, and you're still doing the same thing. So what we need to do is get into a practice of doing rather than thinking. And that's one of the hardest things that you can do in order to make a change.
Get in the habit of doing instead of just saying.
Yes.
I like that. We're going to keep the lines open for you to call in and talk to us about letting go. We've been talking about how difficult it can be to let go of past hurts and pains, and maybe there are some things, again, that you're going through now and you're still holding on to. You're not really free as yet. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, you know, feel free to call in 929-477-3860 right after this.
I'm Carrie Washington. One in four women will be a victim of domestic violence. Finances are almost always a weapon of choice, taking away access to cash, destroying credit, jeopardizing jobs. Financial abuse leaves invisible bruises that can take decades to heal. But there's hope. Allstate Foundation Purple Purse makes it easier to recognize, talk about, and stop financial abuse. Help women gain control of their purse strings. Join me at purplepurse.com.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network. I'm your host, Lynn Renee. We have been talking about letting go. Listen, this has been a great topic of discussion. We've had some people call in and really give us some good information about, you know, their experiences and how they were able to let go. I'm going to, I think we have another caller here. Let me see. 2460, is that you on the line? Your name and where you're calling from? Okay, looks like I thought I had another person on the line, but not as yet. Feel free to call in, 929-477-3860. We're talking about letting go, giving you the opportunity to speak on some things that you might have had a hard time letting go of. You know, we talked about how that we are not in control of other people and how they act. We're only responsible for how we react and how we think of ourselves. Looks like we have a caller, 0827. Let's take that call. Hi, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Lynn, this is Yvette. How you doing?
Well, hello, Yvette. Always good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. Good topic tonight. Well, it's always good topics. But I like this one. Now, what I think why a lot of people can't let it go. Well, first let me say this. You touched on that we are walking in the image of God, which is true, goodness, et cetera, et cetera. But what we have to also realize, Lynn, our hearts are treacherous. And that means this. Not everybody is going to walk that good walk. Now, I plus, I think a lot of people issues stems from childhood. So they are embedded, Lynn, with a lot of distress or whatever, you know, is going on with them. And now that they are reaching adulthood and all of that, it's just hard for them to let it go for some reason. And I would think because they really don't know the Father. Because to me, Lynn, no matter what a person is going through, if they really knew the Father, Lynn, God, girl, that would just be such a tremendous burden off their shoulder. But a lot of people isn't walking like that. And just let me just give you an example of something. I know a person who has really had a really bad childhood, and that person has been embedded with so much distress, outrage, and all of that. Now, I don't speak to this person often, but maybe once a year. And every time I speak to this person, that person is always saying, yeah, you know, I almost died. So I'm like, what? What? You know, so that's 1 year. Next year, that person almost died again. So finally, after hearing this person almost die like 5 or 6 times, finally, I just had to say, well, how come you ain't dead now? Now, Lynn, I know this person personally, so I felt that, hey, I had to say something comical, right? Now, that got that person out of that move that time, and we just touched on certain things. But the reason why I brought that up is because when you are really depressed, and no matter how much you keep talking about that, you just still haven't reached that point in your life that you're looking to change. Because the bottom line is, Lynn, I don't care how much we talk until we blue in the face. The bottom line is some people just isn't going to change. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, Miss Yvette, we always appreciate your calls and the information that you share with us. And you have some good points there. You're right. There are some people that are not going to change. And I'll get into that in just a minute. But I just want to say thank you for your continued support. And as always, we look forward to hearing from you when we get together and have these discussions.
Same here, Lynn. And one other thing, I'm not too sure. Another thing why I say a lot of people isn't going to get it is because I can't recall the scripture right off, but remember the scripture about the narrow road? You see what
yes.
I mean? Only few. Now, that's
right.
The road. You see what I mean, Lynn? So this is one of the reasons why I know, according to that scripture, I know not everybody is going to get it. So thank you, Lynn, and you have a good night, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for your interaction. Now, I do want to say Miss Yvette is right in that there are some people that won't change. But see, here's the thing that I think we have to take a look at. When we say that some people aren't going to change, we need to realize that that change is not going to come about, of course, because they're still bound. And this is where we're supposed to understand that that's what it is. That's why we can't take anything personal. That's why we can't pass judgment on other people, because there is an issue. And that compassion of Christ wants to see them free from that. So, yes, some people will not change because they're, you know, they've not put the work in to do so. But then that's the tragedy of it, because the fact is they could be free. They could be free if they put the work in. They could be free if they put into practice the word of God. If they, you know, went down on their knees and began to develop a relationship, you know, with that which is all spirit, with that which is God, with our source, they could be free. But the point is they're in that bondage. And we have to keep that in mind. Just like it took us all those years for some of us to make the changes that we needed to make. But those same changes could have been made if we had put some of those things into practice earlier. So there is a way. The Bible says that there is a way of escape. Now, just imagine that. You have to escape. So whatever it is that you know, has us bound, we have to, there is a way of escape. So letting go can be difficult. But once you get an understanding, see, what we do and how we get through is by knowledge. It's not something that's dropping out of the sky. It's taking the knowledge, taking the keys of the kingdom, the principles, and acting upon them. That's what makes the difference. It's not magic. It doesn't, like I said, just overtake you. You have to put something into it. And that's something that we have to put into it, is a little practice, a little effort. And what's a little, you know, 5 minutes out of our day to just have a grateful heart, to say thank you, you know, thank you. Thank you for, you know, my being here. We don't think on those things. The Bible says think on those things that are pure and lovely and of a good report. But we find ourselves thinking about what happened to us 20 years ago, what happened to us, you know, 5 years ago, who said something about us. This is where we're stuck at a lot of times. There's a lot more to think about than the negative. Why is it so easy to think about the negative? It seems like, you know, that's something that we have no problem holding on to. Well, if we have no problem thinking about the negative, then surely we can think about those things that are positive. Those things, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. And when we know who we are, then we can really be thankful. I'm a child of God. I'm in the image and likeness of God. I'm more than a conqueror. These things are the truth about who we really are. We may not be behaving that way. We may not be, you know, acting like we have all things under our feet, but it doesn't change the fact that that's available to us. That is who we really are. We are capable. So no more bondage. It's time to let go. It's time to get it done. We still have time to hear from you. 929-477-3860. We're talking about letting go. Just let it go. Those things that have you bound, those things that keep you from being or behaving in the image and likeness of God, that keeps you from being what you truly are because your mind is bound by those things that really are not true. Those things that have absolutely nothing to do with you. You're in control. You're in power. We want to hear from you. We've had some people call in tonight and just bless us with some awesome information. We're going to hear again from Mr. Means. He's rolling tonight. I'm enjoying this.
Well, you know, I'm always here. I may not always say something, but I'm always thinking something. Another thing I wanted to touch on was when we need to get into the practice of not just thinking, One of the hardest things to do is the initial move if we want to make a change. Again, making change is what we're actually talking about, and it's you have to renew your mind. Like the Bible says, the Word of God says, you have to renew your mind, and that is one of the most difficult things that people can do. It takes practice. It takes a plan. You can't just say, well, I'm changing my mind. Well, where are you changing it to? What are you changing it from? Where are you going? What direction would you like? What are the goals that you'd like to accomplish by this mind change? Excuse me, honey. I'm sweating a little bit. because everything is good, and it gets me excited. My mind just starts rolling, and I just get things going. But when we go into the fact that we want to do some things, the renewing of our mind is, it also takes practice. It also takes work. It also takes a plan. And I think I'm repeating myself because I want to drive this point home. When we're tired of being tired, the only thing we can do is something else. Because to do the same thing is insanity.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. We have another caller on the line from 0657. Let's take that call. Hi.
Good evening, Sister Lynn Renee and Brother Hugh. This means this is Sharon Hinton from Boston, Massachusetts. How are you?
Great, Sharon. Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I've been listening to your program about letting it go, and the phone calls and the show is just great. I just wanted to add a few comments. I think one of the hardest things why people can't let things go is, like your previous caller said, they don't really trust God to be able to handle it when they've been hurt. If they really were God's children and understood who he was, they would trust him, because it says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I think the other thing is people just get comfortable with that pain. They get comfortable being in that situation, and they would have to make such a big readjustment if they let things go. We tell people in the church, let go and let God, but I don't think the church does a really good job of letting people know how to do that and what that looks like. Everybody wants to, you know, you ask for the peace that surpasses all understanding, and they say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. So we know what the stress is, and we know what disease and disquiet and not having peace is, but I think most people don't understand what not having that. They get too comfortable with the trauma and with the pain and being upset, and they own it. And so as if it's part of their identity, and to let that go is if they lose something, the right to get back at somebody, or the right to get justice, or the right to get redress. They don't believe, because they know God is a loving God. They don't believe or remember that God is a God of justice, and understand that God loves your enemy too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. And we try, you know, with the information to, like tonight, I mean, give you an example of some of the things that you can do, you know, letting us know that there is a work. It's not just quoting scripture, you know, that makes that change, that there is some effort that we have to put in. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, we don't want to do the work. But it is a work that has to be done. And it's not a hard work. It's just, a few minutes of effort of your time, or, you know, quoting scripture, but also putting that scripture into practice. The Bible says not to just be a hearer, but to be a doer. And that also has to change. And I want to thank you, too, Sharon, for having us on your radio show when we came up to Boston. Sharon's host a show on Boston Praise Radio and TV.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It was thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. That was good. That was a lot of fun. And hope to have you back. It's nice weather here now. It's not just warm where you guys are. It's actually warm where we are, too. I was just thinking, you know, there was one thing. I know my mother and I were going through a hard time, but I did a thing called the memory jar and got little rainbow-colored post-its. And so Anybody can try this if they're having a difficult situation with someone who they're close to. Write down the things that you remember good about them. And so I put in, I remember when, and I wrote in all the good things about my mother, and it gave me a better perspective, and it actually opened up the dialogue for us to really forgive each other and have a discussion about how we hurt each other. And so I think that, you know, if someone has hurt you, to forgive them doesn't mean that you forget about it, and that, but it helps you. It's so that you can actually walk away from it and not be a prisoner. Sometimes people say that unforgiveness is carrying poison, drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die. So you're doing it to yourself, and you're really not hurting them. So you're not absolving them from any consequences. It's just not up to you to hold them to receive the consequences. It's up to God. I mean, there are people that have had horrific things done to them. But as long as you remember that and you keep replaying that, your mind and the chemicals in your mind really react to that pain. And so you keep going through it, and you're living through it, and it's happening to you over and over again. Like a rape victim has to recount it. You know, the body actually goes through the trauma again. And so you're getting sicker and sicker. So I think, you know, when, like you're doing tonight with your show, and it was great having you up in Boston. I welcome you to come back anytime. You and JR, you know, I call him JR because he was on the radio with me years and years ago in Northeastern, when we were at Northeastern University, when we were at school. But, you know, he has a beautiful queen in you, Sister Lynn Renee, and God bless you both. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I love your show. I'll keep listening to you. God bless.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Oh, yes. And, you know, one thing that Sharon touched on was about the poison that's in your system because you don't forgive. We had Mr. John Lewis on last week, and he spoke about some of those things with a question that I asked him. And there was a study that I read. It said that if you don't forgive, a lot of people that developed diseases, sickness, and weaknesses because of the transgression of unforgiveness, it can cause you to be sick. It can cause you to be weary. It can cause you to have problems in your life. So that negativity has to be let go of. A lot of times what people do, they forget that they have the choice, that they can choose, and they take the choice away from themselves by holding on to things. They take the choice away from themselves by not trying to make a change. You say, well, I want to forgive him, but I can't. But you can. And when you do, things will be better in your life. One thing that may be difficult for people to forgive is the fact that you don't forget. Your body doesn't forget the hurt that you felt. Your mind doesn't forget the hurt that your body felt. So you hold on to that. So it's pretty difficult to forgive, but you have to try to forgive, because the Word of God says if you don't forgive, then God can't forgive you.
All right. Well, we have had some great conversation tonight. All of you that have called in have had great input. I like what Sharon said about if you have an issue with someone, then what you could do is write down all of the good things. You already know what you're feeling bad about, but write down the good things about that person and begin to, you know, establish that, which is good. And that helped her out, and that's great information. That's something that we can try if we're having a problem forgiving someone, is to at least find something good. You know, it's all the old folks say, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say anything. So I think that there is something good that we can find to say, especially about those, you know, that we love but we just have some issues with. They, you know, due to their own issues, caused us some issues, you know. And that's the way it is. That's that human nature. And so when we know that about each other, we want to see us all rise above that. You know, So we can no longer afford to be idle. We have to, you know, again, we have to begin to make this change. We should be able to keep our emotions in check, especially if they're negative. Let me tell you something else that's needed that we hate to deal with, and that is patience. Patience is also needed for growth. You know, those that read the Bible, it says in your patience, listen to this, in your patience you possess your soul. Can you imagine that? It takes patience to get your soul in line, to take control of your emotions, to let go. It takes patience. And that's something that we have to, another subject I think would be a great topic, because that's something else that's hard. Woo! You can flip off at the handle real quick. When you know that you are overreacting or just out of sorts, take a moment and pull back. Give yourself a moment to think. You know, and I promise you, you'll be stronger for it. And as always, I look forward to our weekly discussion. We're going to have some stuff coming up shortly. Join us again next week for another great topic of discussion. And don't take these discussions lightly. I mean, this is information that can help us to make the changes that we need to make. We don't want to just, you know, as I spoke about before, make sure we do things with intention. What is my intention? You know, we don't want to just walk around in this life like zombies. We want to make sure there is good intention in the things that we do. What can I do? How can I benefit from the topics of discussions that we have weekly? You know, take heed to some of the things that are said and take some of these things into practice so that we can all get better. But I have a great bunch of people that listen. They get engaged. They don't realize, you know, you guys need to realize that you're sharing wisdom when you talk about, you know, how you came through something. And, you know, you give your testimonies.
When you express yourself.
So this is awesome. And until we meet again next week, I want to say that it is your world. Create something good. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.